It's the Christmas season, and one of the favorite things that people like to do is watch Christmas movies. I was doing some work today and was listening to a podcast where they were ranking Christmas movies. What's some of your favorites? Like Elf, maybe... Even one that came up on their list, Jingle All the Way, The Santa Claus. You can go back to some of the classics like It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street. You can go, you know, now what we call classics like the original Grinch or Christmas Carol with the Muppets, of course, if you like that one. Some people's favorites, Christmas Vacation, some people say it's the best, or Home Alone, that one, my wife, she always loves Home Alone, and I said, we didn't get to watch that one. The kids, they didn't treat each other very nicely. And the one that they really debated in the podcast I was watching was Love Actually. You guys know that one at all? And the debate was even if it's a Christmas movie. It happens during Christmas, but it's really talks about the love life of about 9 different couples that they're all kind of connected through family or friends. But it takes place during the holidays. But what was interesting to me was the girl, she really liked the movie, but her husband didn't. And one of the things he said was, it didn't have good family morals. It was a lot of things that this person cheating on this person, and not a lot of good ways of showing relationships. And I thought a little bit more about that as you think about the text that we read today when it talks about the love of God. And the title of that movie is Love Actually. You see all these stories in that movie, and it's a lot of betrayal and not good relationships, people cheating on this person cheating on that person. That love, actually? What I'd say is the love that we need is really the love that God gives us as found in 1 John. When we look at our world, we do see a lot of love actually that is pretty bad. Relationships that are broken, betrayal, heartbreak, people that have done things to you that it's so hard to forgive, or things that you've done to others that you're just hoping someone will forgive you. Love actually. That's our love. It's hard to find good love in our world. The divorce rates are skyrocketing, and just, you see, marriage, it's hard. Friendships are hard. Love one another is so difficult. So today we see love actually, how God loves us. And one of the important things that this is all really emphasizing is what love really is. I think at the heart of it is verse 10, where it says, this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice. This is love. The problem is so often we like to make it all about us and our love. And the world, by default, thinks we can earn our way to heaven, that it's all about how good I am, or maybe that's too simple because you don't say, well, I can get up to heaven by what I do, or I can please God by what I do, but you can say this, well, at least I don't do that. At least I'm not like those people. At least I'm not like that other political side of the alley, whichever side you're on. At least I'm not them. And so even if you're not saying you can get up to heaven, we really like to compare ourselves and lift ourselves up to say, at least I love better than them. Or they don't even know how to love. And so God's got a smile on me because not too bad. That's our love. But what is love that we need is the love that God gives us. And another important part to look at this is when we talk about our love or our faith, how important it is we don't emphasize it's all about us and our love and our faith, but more about God. I teach this in our membership class to our 7th and 8th graders, and I talk about the difference between the action of faith and the object of faith. You say, okay, that's what are you talking about? Well, the action of your faith is how strong of a faith you have, how much you love God. Okay? Do we need to have a really strong love for God to be saved? Well, we want that, and that's really important. And when you look at people in movies and you know the Disney movie, the mantra often is you just gotta believe. Just have faith. And if you listen to Aaron Rodgers at all, if you believe it, if you believe it hard enough, you can make it come into existence, right? Just believe. So the action's so important. But what I do so often with my students then is I say, is the action of faith or the object of my faith the most important? I can take this water bottle, right? And I can have such a strong faith in this. I could put this down. I could sacrifice to it. I could pray to it every day. I could have a really strong faith in this. But what good can this do? What power does this have to save me? Give me some water. But then it gets empty. But what true power does it have? Well, it has no power for my eternal soul. And so the question is it so much about my love and my faith or what I'm believing in? And that's where we get to the heart of who God is. God says he shows his love for us by sending his only Son, that we might live through him. It's not about our love for him, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the atoning sacrifice. We testify that he has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. People can have a really strong faith, be fervent in all sorts of other religions. They can have self-meditation and be so committed to all sorts of things, but do they have a Savior? And is their God, is their faith system, can it save them? Can't earn your way. And then how amazing God's love for us is as we look at God giving himself in the most unlikely place, as we just sang about where shepherds lately knelt, it says, in that unlikely place, I find him as they said. When we read Luke, it's kind of bizarre that you hear these angels speak to the shepherds, and it says that today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. They've been waiting hundreds of years. The Israelites have been waiting so long, and you can go back, as our kids did today in the service, back to the Garden of Eden as they were waiting for the Messiah. And the angels announce that today in the town of David, a Savior's been born. And the next line, this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Yeah. Could you imagine being one of the shepherds? And hearing, first of all, seeing angels, pretty amazing. And then the angels come and say, hey, this thing you've been waiting for, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, he's born. You know where you're going to find him? In a feed trough with a bunch of animals. Wow. But what does that mean for us? Is how humble our Savior is. That he came in the most unlikely place to save the most unlikely of people. You and me. The whole world. Sinners who don't deserve it. He came to be the most humble, to serve and be in every one of our places so that we could have salvation. He walked our shoes. He suffered humiliation. He felt the love of this world by being rejected by family, by his own disciples, by the government, by the religious leaders, by everyone. He felt the lack of love of this world. And he then gave himself. The most unlikely of places and the most unlikely way of salvation by sacrificing himself and going to the cross and suffering a horrible death. But for you and for me, this is love. And this is a faith that does something. Because the object, the thing that we believe in, has loved us so much. This Christmas, as you think about all the things you do and all the events you go to, our kids were opening presents tonight, and just the joy and the fun. Think about that baby born in the most unlikely of places. That he's there for you. That he lived his life for you. That God loves you so much. This is love. As you think about the gifts, as you think about the movies, enjoy them. But cherish the love that God gives you. Cherish what God has done for you so that we know that object of our faith, that Jesus is the Savior of the world. And because of that, we can go out and love one another, not to earn anything, but just to share that love so that others can taste that love as well and to know that they are forgiven, that there is a God who loves them. And one who died for every one of their sins. That one sin is not too big. This is love. This is actual love that our God has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.